Scotty K. Show on US 99.
For over 10 years, I went by a nickname on the radio, and I think a lot of people now don't realize that me and that person are the same person. First, let me start with you. Jenny, do you have a nickname like that?
Yeah, my sister used to call me JJ Thunderbird because I was fast, so like I was in track. So
your sister used to call you JJ Thunderbird?
Yes, it's embarrassing. Don't tell anyone.
Yeah, no, just you and me, obviously. I feel like I've had a lot of nicknames growing up, but you know what's interesting is, so I've done radio for almost 20 years now, and when I started in Chicago, and I used to have a show, it was a night show, and back then, literally almost 15 years ago, I went by the name Special K. Because it was Scotty K, and then people called me, the radio name I was given was Special K. And I haven't gone by that in a really long time, but even last night, I was talking to some people that I've known for a long time, for a couple years at least, and we were talking about that. I was like, oh yeah, remember I was doing this show on this station, and I went by Special K, and they were like, that was you? It was like a totally different person to them. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, and that happens to me a lot, and like I guess that's cool. Like we had a lot of fun, and people are like, "That was you. You were Special K. You were like on a radio for like a decade." I was like, "Yeah, that's me, still here." So that was weird to me that they thought that was a totally different person of somebody that they used to listen to for years.
That's awesome.
So I'm gonna open this up to you. Is there a nickname that you used to go by? People used to know you by this, but now at this point in your life, nobody does. You know, almost like a Frank the Tank situation, right? Like, what? What's that? But that nickname is in your past, and it's almost like a different person. Even if there's still a small group of people that still call you that, there's a whole other group of people that have no idea who that is, right?
Yeah, me and my brother were two big guys growing up, you know? And they used to call us Cheesecake and Cheesecake Jr.
Cheesecake and Cheesecake Jr. That's so mean.
Yeah, I know. But it was a good time.
Nobody calls you that anymore, huh?
No, we lost a few pounds since then.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Do you call each other that?
No, God, no. We'd start fighting with each other if we did that.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Oh, yeah. Forget I said anything.
Family feud.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Thank you for calling.
Have a good one, man.
Bye, Slim Jim. All right, Kathy, what was the nickname that had its own identity for you?
They call me Fred.
What? Why?
Because my last name is Barry, and they call me Fred Barry from The Gong Show.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, that's old school.
Very old school.
It's kind of a doofus name, too.
Yeah, but it's funny because everybody's like, why do they keep calling you Fred?
Yeah, it's kind of like an old doofus name.
Yeah,
and that exactly. Yeah, I think you're cooler than that. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right, Bradley, you have a nickname that was like a different identity?
Yeah, growing up, I was a brat, so my uncles called me Bratley.
That's cute, actually.
Now that I'm grown, they don't call me that, but someone at my work actually called me that the other day and had no idea that that used to be my nickname.
So what you're saying is you are still a brat.
Sometimes. Yeah,
that's fair. Listen, every once in a while, you deserve to be a brat, okay?
Yeah.
You're Bratley from Portage from now on, okay?
All right. My baby, she's Alabama.